Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tes Zayin in Maseches Bava Kamma. It is the 1,407th daf in Shas. I'm zocheh to learn this from you from Beit Shemesh, as my American Talmidim, both in the Tivarieh and the Gris Kolel, have begun to head back to America. So I'll be preparing for Elul Zman. Most of the time in Beit Shemesh, maybe be zocheh to go in once a week to the Old City to speak in learning with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, but most of our learning on the daf together will be now from Beit Shemesh. Ironically, Beit Shemesh is a beautiful place to live. Everywhere in Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful place to live, but Beit Shemesh is really beautiful. The summer, though, is extremely, extremely hot, so the irony is that we have beautiful winters here. The summers could get really hot. From my study, I could see out to a swimming pool that my wife set up for our children. And of course, most of us sit inside with air conditioning. So, Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocheh to have a fruitful summer's man together. I ask you to daven for me. I'm going to be starting to say shurim also in Yoredei on the Gruz Kolel, that I should have siyata d'shmaya. And may we be zocheh to find time to grow together, continuing in the march of the Daf Yomi. Okay, today's Daf, Tes Zayin, in Bava Kamma, we're going to pick up with Tes Vav Amebeis, with Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Mu'adim, and that is going to describe all of the instances of an animal damaging, five of which being a Tam, that the animal is not expected. It's Meshuna, remember the Lashon of Rabbi Tarfon, Meshuna, that it's not normal for it to damage in such a manner, and therefore it pays Chetzi Nezek, versus Muad, that pays Nezek Shalim. And really our daf, after listing the many instances in the Mishnah, our daf is going to analyze those particular cases, and finally the Mishnah is going to conclude with many different type of wild animals, a wolf, a lion, and so on and so forth, describing them as animals that are muadim, and the Gemara is going to analyze and describe those animals as well, and how they could damage, and applications to the rule of the Mishnah. That will take us to the Mishnah on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow, what we're going to do is start with that Mishnah on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, so we'll fall a little bit behind for the sake of starting with the Mishnah itself on Tes Vav Amebeis. Zok Deilig Mishnah, Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Mu'adin. There are five Tams and five Mu'adin. Habehema Ein Mu'edes, Loi Li Gach, V'loi Li Goif, V'loi Li Shoich, V'loi Li Boitz, V'loi Liv Oit. A animal, a behema in general is a domesticated type of animal, like a cow, principally. In contrast, of course, to, we're going to have at the end of the Mishnah, wild animals. It's not a Mu'ad for it to gore, to push onto another animal, to bite, to kick, to jump on. Hashein, muedes lechol asaroyla. However, for it to eat, so that's a muad for that, because that's part of its normal course of action. It eats where it treads. Haregel muedes lishbor b'derech halicha. Similarly, it damages when it treads. This big 1,000-pound cow could damage a lot when it walks around. V'shar ha-mu'ad, however, a shar that is a mu'ad. We never really defined shar ha-mu'ad, so let's see the Halakha Rashi. V'shar ha-mu'ad, says Rashi, gimel pa'amim ligach, oligof, olirvots, olivot, olishoch, if three times it does negicha, negifa, revitza, be'itor, neshicha, harehen chamisha mu'adin, then all the above five cases become a mu'ad, l'shalim nezek shalim, then instead of paying chetzi nezek, you pay nezek shalim. The Maharsha explains what Rashi is doing over here, is Rashi is explaining why then do we call them tam in the first place if they become eventually muad. So Rashi explains the word muad is devoted to those that become habitual right away. And the word muad means dal yedei ha'adah de'edim asabu chiyuv. According to Rashi, that's the definition of Mu'ad, and that is that when there's Agadas Eidos, that they damage, they're already Chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. V'hilka Chada Milsa, who Rashi explains, so therefore eventually a Tam becomes a Mu'ad as well, and it falls into the same category. We're going to see that in the Gemara, the Marsha points out there's a slightly different definition of the word Mu'ad, and Rashi might be fit better in the Hava Mina of the Gemara than in the Maskanas HaGemara. Back into our Mishnah, aside from a Shar HaMu'ad, Vishar HaMazik Birshus HaNizik, and if a Shar goes in and damages into the Rishus HaNizik, so that applies to any ox, even if the ox technically was a tam, so then in such a case he's chayiv nezek shalem. And of course, we've seen this shita earlier. This is not universal, but this is the shita Rabbi Tarfon that we learned about on Daf Yudalit 2 days ago, and this is really the primary case instance where Rabbi Tarfon is borne out in the Mishnah itself. And the Gemara, of course, will discuss that's a machlokus. Once again, when a tam goes into the Rishus HaNizik and damages. Va'adam, that's important. Adam is also a mu'ad. In other words, if he damages, he pays Nezek Shalem immediately. Period, points out Rashi, that this concludes five instances of mu'ad immediately versus five instances of tam, which was Negicha Negifa, that list previously in the Mishnah. Mishnah continues, Hazev, wild animals. A wolf, Vari, a lion, Vadov, a bear, Vahanomer, is a leopard, I believe, Vahabardalus, it's another feline mazik, if I'm not mistaken, Vahanochash, and a snake, Hare Elu Muadin. Rebbe Lazar Amar, Bisman Shehem, B'nei Tarbus, Einon Muadin. If you've managed to train the animal, then it's not considered a muad. I don't know if a 600-pound gorilla that was meant, I don't think, that was meant to be stay in a zoo qualifies automatically that we should assume when a three-year-old child's life is at stake, then anyway it's B'nai Tarbus, even if it initially strokes the child nicely. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us from all mazikim that he's put into this world. V'hanachash, as well as a nachash, mu'ad la'olam, it's a mu'ad forever. Says the Gemara, Midiktani Hashem mu'edes lechol, michlal de b'chotzer hanizak in askinan. We said that Hashem is mu'ad, so then our Mishnah must be talking about a case of Hashem is only going to be chayiv in a case in which the animal goes into the chotzer nizik and damages, but not if it damages in the Rishus HaRabim. So we're talking about Shane being chayiv as a muad. We're talking about an instance where it eats, going into the Rishus of the nizik. So therefore, uktani, we also learned, behema ena muedes l'shalem kulei, that in general, behema starts off paying chatzi nezik. Aval chatzi nezik mishalemes. It doesn't pay everything, but it pays chatzi nezik. Now, who is that shita in accordance with? That, at first glance, Mani Rabbonani. Seems to be in accordance with Rabbonan. Da Amri, Mishuna Karen B'chatzer HaNizik, Chatzi Nezek Hu D'Mishalim. So now we get into the bowels of the Machlokes, Rabbonan Rabbi Tarfon, which appears in its full glory on Chav Dalet on the base, but we've made reference to it now a couple of times. And that is, in a case in which an animal goes into the Rishus HaNizik and damages, Rabbonan say it's like a case of tam, of course, provided that the animal hasn't gored three times, and it pays chatzi nezek. However, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees and says, if it gores in the Rishus HaRabim, it's chatzi nezek. But if it goes into the Rishus HaNizik, then it's going to be nezek shalim. So, we're talking about where it goes into the Rishus HaNizik, and if it goes into the Rishus HaNizik, it's going to be chatzi nezek. So far, everything's good. However, four lines from the bottom, the Gemara gets really stuck. Ema seifa, but what about the seifa? Shara mu'ad v'shara mazik b'rishus hanizik v'ha'odah. We say that a shara mazik b'rishus hanizik is a mu'ad, therefore pays nezik shalem. So that, asal l'Rabbi Tarfon, that seems to go according to Rabbi Tarfon, da amri, da amar, mishuna karen b'chatzar nizik nezik shalem hu d'mishalem. So that seems to go according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that you pay Nezek Shalem, when it goes into Rishus HaNizik, it's different than if it damaged through Negicha in the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Reisha Rabban v'sefer Rabbi Tarfoni? Is the Reisha following the Rabban v'sefer following Rabbi Tarfon? Says the Gemara, in yes. As we suggested earlier on Daf Yudalit Amid Aleph. Da Amar Shmuel l'Rev Yehuda Shinina. Sharp one, don't try to answer the Mishnah and try to make it either according to the Rabbanan or Rabbi Tarfon. You'll have to split it. Shvoik Masnisa. V'ta'a basroi, leave the Mishnah and trying to be miyashir in the Mishnah and follow me. Acharai, as we say here in Israel, Reisha Rabbanon Sefer Karebi Shimon. The Reisha is Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. The Reisha is following the Rabbanon, Sefer is following Rabbi Tarfon. However, as we mentioned earlier in Daf Yudalid, there's another approach. Rabbi Eliezer Mishmei de Rav Amar, top of Tezayin Amalaf, Kula Rabbi Tarfoni, we could follow Rabbi Tarfon. Reisha Bechotzar Muchedes Leperos Lechem Mehen, Ulozeh Shvarim. So the Reisha is going to be talking about a Chotzar that only Peros are designated for two Shutvim to put there. Excuse me, to put their oxen there. Both of the Chotzar has two Shutvim, and they both share it for their oxen, and one of them is allowed to put their fruits over there. Once again, Reisha Bechotzar Muchedes Leperos Lechem, and one of them is allowed to put his fruits there, Ulozeh Ulozeh Shvarim, and both of them are allowed to put the oxen. Delegabe Shane, in regards to Shane Havala Chotzar Hanizik. So then it's a Rishus that's Miuchat for the Nizik. Ulegabe Karen Havala Rishus Arabim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would pay Chetzi Nezek because it has the din of Rosh Hasharabim, because we're talking about an area that belongs to two Shutvim. Both of them have the right to bring their animals there, and therefore it's considered a Rosh Hasharabim, and even Rabbi Tarfon, in such a case, would say you pay Chatzin Nezek. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa L'Shmaisa, Kamei Rav Zvid Min Arda, I told him over the sugya, Va'amar La, Mi Matzis Mukmas La Kula Ka Rabbi Tarfon. This is what you want to learn. You want us to make the Mishnah follow entirely the Rabbi Tarfon. Haktani, but what about the another part of our Mishnah? Hashem Muedes Lechol Es Haroila. Hashem is Muad to eat only those things that are normal for it to eat. What qualifies as Ra'uila? Ra'uila in She'ein Ra'uila Lo. Only those things that's normal for it to eat. What's that? Rashi explains. Peros v'yirakos. Ein roila is ksus and kalim. So what would come out is what's not normal. So then in such a case, one would pay chetzi nezek. So far, so good. V'yi Rabbi Tarfon. But Rabbi Tarfon says, Amar mishuna keren b'chatzer ha-nezek, nezek shalem mishalim. Even if it's mishuna, if it's not normal, if it's b'rshus ha-nezek, you pay nezek shalem. So therefore, what emerges is you can't learn that the entire Mishnah is following Rabbi Tarfon, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would not be paying Chetzi Nezek on Ksus and Kalim. Rather, he's of the opinion when it takes place, Bechatzar Nizek, and we've proved that we're talking about Bechatzar Nizek. So then the Halacha should be you should pay Nezek Shalem. So therefore, says Gemara, we have to go back and say we're following the Rabbanan. There's something missing. And this is what it should state. Chamisha tamimim, there are five tamim. Vim huadu chamisha son muadim. And if they are testified against them three times, so then in such a case, they are considered a muad. Vishain v'rega muadim mitchilasan. And Shane and Regal are Muad Mitchilasa, Vehechan Hadasan? And when do you have a case of Muad by Shane? That's what we're changing. We're no longer talking about Keren, Bechatzar HaNizik. By Shane, Bechatzar HaNizik. And therefore, originally we thought that our Mishnah must be talking about Rabbi Tarfon, because we said Bechatzar HaNizik, you're going to be Chayiv Nezik Shalem. And we thought that was talking about Keren. Now we're rereading our Mishnah and saying, and when are you going to be Chayiv for Shein V'Regel as Muad immediately? That is Bechatzar HaNizik. Ravina, though, has a technical question on this. Maskiflo Ravina, come on, if you look at the Mishnah later on, which is the source of the machlokis between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanon, it says, Shor HaMazik Bershus HaNizik Ketzad. What exactly is the case of Shor HaMazik Bershus HaNizik? And clearly, the Mishnah is going on to explain that which we had spoken about previously. Now, previously in that Mishnah, take a look of Dalar Mabez on the bottom, we had spoken about the damages of Shor, of Negicha, Negifa, Shnicha, and Ravitza. If you're going to say that the Mishnah goes on to explain the phenomenon of Birshus HaNizik on the instances we had already spoken about, that's Ayriba, that we've already spoken about. Mishamachi k'tani ketzad. Then it makes sense the word ketzad. How are you going to have these cases of negicha neshicha revitza? Eli amet lo ayriba. But now you are saying that we're not talking about negicha neshicha. But according to Rabbanan, you want to explain that it's talking about shein v'regel. So my ketzad. Then the ketzad doesn't make any sense. Elo amar Ravina. So therefore, Ravina says we're stuck to say something else. Chisurai mechsura v'hachi k'tani. We're going to need to learn that in our Mishnah, we're going to need to learn that we have to put the period in a different place. Elam Ravina chisurai mechsura v'hachi k'tani. There's something missing, and we need to put the period in a different place. Chamisha tamin hein. There are five tamin. Vim huadu. And here we add the part of if they have become mu'adin. Chamishasa mu'adin. Those five of them become mu'adin. And then you put a big period. V'shein v'regel mu'adin mitchilasan. And shein and regel is considered mu'ad from the beginning. V'zehu shar ha-mu'ad v'shar ha-mazik b'rishos ha-nizik. And that's the case of shein v'regel, of mu'ad and shar ha-mazik b'rishos ha-nizik. And that we were going to see later on, Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon v'Rabbanan, and that's going to be dependent on the Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon and the Rabbanan. What is the case of Shar Hamazik Bershus Hanizik? Is it Shem Regal like the Rabbanan or Rebbe Tarfon? It's Karen. V'yesh Muadim Acherim, Muadim Acherim. There are other Muads, Kayotze Be'el, that are similar to this. Hazev Ariva Dova Bardos Vanem Vanachosh. So that would be the way to read the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan. Then we don't need to learn that our Mishnah at all is following Rebbe Tarfon. Because when we say V'shar Mazik, V'shar Sanizik, it's after we put a big period referring to Shein, it's going back to Shein, and that is the Machlokas between Rebbe Tarfon and the Rabbanan. And then, if it's going back to Shein, it will be following the Shita of the Rabbanan. Tamin Amiyachi, we learn in a Brice like this, Chamisha Tamin. There are five Tamin. Vim Huadu, Chamishasan Muadin. And then if they repeat three times their mu'ad. V'shem regem mu'ad chilasam. V'zeu shar mu'ad v'shar mazik b'rishus ha'nizik. Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon v'Rabbanan. And that would be following, if you say shar mu'ad v'rishus ha'mazik b'rishus ha'nizik, referring to Shein, that's dependent on Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon v'Rabbanan. And according to Rabbanan, it's going to be referring to Shein. V'yesh mu'adin acherim. And there are other mu'ads. Ke'otze be'elu ha'zev ha'riv ha'dov ha'nomer v'abardos v'anachash. As qualifying as mu'ad from the beginning. Some presented this discussion in a slightly different way. Iko de Ramalu Mirma, there's some who asked it as a question. Tnan, that we learned, Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadim Vesuleka, that some learned the Mishnah is asking a question. Are there no others? Va'ika Zev Ariva Dovanam Vabardos Vanachosh Umishani, and that's when Ravina introduces Yisod. Am Ravina Chesur Machzor V'achik Tali Chamisha Taminhein V'imhuadu Chamisha Samuadim, the five that are initially mentioned in the Mishnah. V'shen Regal Muadim Etchulasan, and Shen Regal are the original Muad. V'zeu Shar Muad V'Shar Hamazik Bershus Hanizik, and those qualify as the cases of either Shar Muad or Shar Hamazik Bershus Hanizik, which is Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon V'Rabbanan, whether it's referring to Shein Bershus Hanizik or we're referring to Karen Bershus Hanizik, which is the position of Rebbe Tarfon. V'yesh Mo'adin Acherim, and we explain, the Mishnah goes on to say, Kiyotze Be'elu, that are similar to the Shar Hamu'ad and Shar Hamazik Bershus Hanizik, in the sense that they both pay Nezik Shalim, and they are Hazev Ari Adov V'Nomer V'Abardulis V'Hanochash. The Gemara goes on the second wide line, to Zayin Amid Aleph, to define the word Lirvotz. Now, when we translated the Mishnah, we gave a very rough translation, which was not precise, and that is to jump on things. Now, that's true, but we didn't describe the property that the shor generally jumps on when it's rovates. Here, we're talking about specifically lirvotz, Chazal understand as referring specifically onto Caleb. So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, based on that, velo lirvotz, that a animal is not a muad to immediately jump on Caleb. You need to do it three times to become a muad. Amar Belozer Loi Shanu Elapachim Gidolim. We're only talking about large vessels. Avapachim Ktanim Orchehu. Immediately we consider it normal and therefore it has a din ezek shalim. Le Misayele will have a proof. Abehemim Wedes Lalach Kedark of Lishbar. Lumayech Esa Odom Esa Behema Esa Caleb. That it's normal for a behema to do this. Says the Gemara, maybe Dilma Min Hatzad. Maybe we're talking about from the side. not to jump on it, but rather to rub against it from the side, and then it's going to be considered mu'ad. But let's elaborate a little bit more from the side. When the animal goes along on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, it tends to rub against walls, and sometimes to relieve a scratch, and sometimes that's the normal way for it to walk, but either way, that's normal, and if there are kalim will often be destroyed in its path on the side. However, jumping on top of kalim is less of an orche, so maybe the only time we're talking about that you're going to be chayiv is if it rubs against things on its side, derech hilucha, while it's walking, but not jumping onto kalim. So says the Gemara, Ikad Amri, Amar Abelazar, Lo Tema Pachin Kedolim Hu Delav Orche. There are some who suggested it in a slightly different way, that don't say we're talking about large utensils that you're going to be potter on, that you're going to be pay chatzi nezek on, because it's not normal. Amal Pachin Ketanim Orcheu, but small Pachim are normal. Ella, but don't say that, Afilu Pachim Ketamim Nami Lav Orcheu. Even small Pachim are not Orche. So Nafgamina between these two Lashonos is whether we consider pachin ktanim as being orche or not. Meisive, then it was asked as a question, l'mayich es ha'odam, ves ha'behema ves ha'kelim, that we learned that it's considered normal for it to smash things along its way while when walking, and we saw that that applies even to kelim, and we don't differentiate between whether they're big or small. Amar Belazar Dilma Minatzad. Some say we're not talking about Ravitza where it jumps on top of it, but rather it does it only from the side. Iko de Rami La Mirma, and some ask the following question, Tnan, Velo Lirvots, that it's not a mu'ad to jump on things. We learned in a Braisa that it's normal for it to squash Adam Behemen Kalim, to which we answer, Amar Blazer, Lo Kasha Kam Pachim Gedolim, Kam Pachim Ketanim. So some suggest that it all depends on whether it's Pachim Gedolim or Ketanim. So depending on how you reconcile the halach of Lemayich with the halach of Lo Lirvots, will decide how you paskin when it comes to Pachim Gedolim versus Pachim Ketanim. In other words, when it comes to Pachim Ketanim, there are many who say that it's Orche. Whether Pachim Gedolim also qualifies as Orche, many say it does not, because that falls into the category of Lo Lirvots. However, that's only Ravitza. When it jumps on top of it, when it's Memayich, then it will be a different halacha. We're going to stop to Zayin Amin Aleph over here. Bezer Hashem, we will continue together shortly, when we will pick up with Zazeh Va'riva Bardos. This Bezer Hashem concludes Tezayin Amid Aleph in Maseches Bava Kama. The Gemara continues, my Bardos. What is Bardos, one of the five of the Muadim Mitchilos and Azeh Va'ri? We also mention Bardos. Amar of Yehuda Nifriza. Nifriza is translated in the Jastor Dictionary as a leopard. My Nifriza, what is a Nifriza? Amar of Yosef Appa. So again, we would translate that as a leopard. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Yosef's definition of an afa as a nifriza. Meisive, I'll ask you the following question. Rabbi Meir Oimer afa tzavua. Rabbi Meir said, not only these five things, but also an animal called a tzavua is also muad mitchilas. Rabbi Lazar Oimer afa nachash. Va'amar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef himself explained, Tzavua ze apo, that Tzavua is an apo. So now we have a problem. Because if Rabbi Meir added Tzavua, that means Tzavua has to be different than apo. Because Bardalus was already in the list, and Rav Yosef had said that an apo is a Bardalus. So asks the Gemara, how could Rav Yosef say that an apo is a Bardalus? He said that a Tzavua is an apo. Says Gemara, Lo Kasha Kamit Savua Zohar Kamit Savua Nekeva. It depends on whether we're talking about the male or the female. The Bardalus of our Mishnah, explains Rashi 8 lines from the bottom, is Tzavua, which is a Zohar, that's called an Appa. When Rabbi Meir is Mosef, another Tzavua, that's the Nekeva, that's not called an Appa. Disanyus, we learned the Braisa, Tzavua Zohar L'Achar Sheva Shonim Nasa Atleif. In regards to the male species of
the leopard. After 7 years, it becomes an atleif. Atleif lachar shevishon nase arpod. Arpod lachar shevishon nase kimush. Kimush lachar shevishonim nase chuach. Chuach lachar shevishon nase shed. As the animal progresses at age, it progresses into different species, as the species that we had just mentioned, and then finally it reaches this shade, state of shade. And then the Brice adds, Shidro shel adam lachar shevisham nasa nachash. That, similar to the idea that a spine of a person after 7 years could become like a snake. Simple understanding of that would be that it begins to lose its ability to stand straight up. It begins to bend over like a snake. Vahani mili dilo gara b'moidim. But that only applies to those who don't bow in moidim. The Gemara tells us in Brachos on Yud Beis Amud Beis that if we bow during moidim, then that will be good for our shedra, and that's what the Gemara is describing over here. Omer Mar, Rabbi Meir Omer Af Hatzavua. We quoted that Rabbi Meir said that not only is there these five things, but there is a sixth called the Tzavua. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Tapa Tezayin Amabez, Afa Nachash. Va'anantanam, but then we learn Rabbi Elazar Mizman, Shein B'nei Tarbas, Einam Muadim, Va'anachash Muad La'olam. Didn't we already learn that Rabbi had said that Nachash is always a Muad? And it sounds like from the Lashon in our Mishnah, that when he says, Hanachash Muad La'olam, that Rabbi Elazar actually disagrees with the above Tanaim, and he holds that only a Nachash is Mu'ad La'olam, in contrast to other animals. Yet over here we have the Girsa of Rabbi Elazar saying, Af HaNachash, says the Gemara Tani Nachash. You're right. It should not say in the Braisa Af HaNachash, but Rabbi Elazar said just Nachash. Amar Shmuel, Ari Birshus HaRabim Daras V'Ochal Potter. When a lion tramples and eats in the Rishus Rabim, it's Potter. And other times, Tarav Va'ochal Chayav. The Gemara explains. When do we say Potter? Taras Va'ochal Potter Kimu de Urchel and Midras Havale Kimosha Achla Peres V'Yirakos Davale Shamber Rishus Rabim V'Potter. If he's eating in his normal manner, so then that becomes like shame. And we've learned in the past that shame Rishus Rabim is Potter. Taraf lav l'urchehu. However, taraf is different than daras. Taraf means to tear apart. Tarov taraf Yosef. That's not normal. And therefore, the halachi is that he's chayiv. Says the Gemara, is that the meaning of the word trefa? Lememar de trefa lav urchehu? That we're saying now that the word taraf is something that's not normal. So that must be, we're assuming that the phenomenon of trefa. Treif, of course, is not simply the colloquial definition of treif, but rather treif is an animal that has been nitraf, that has been usually attacked, and has one of its vital organs that's no longer functioning appropriately and will die within the year. And we're saying that the phenomenon of treif is not normal. Voksiv, arye toref. The pasuk says that's normal for a lion to be toref. Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say Arye Toref Bidei Goroisov, that a lion tears apart? That's how the pasuk in Nachum describes. Says the Gemara Bishvil Goroisov. It only does it for its younger cubs, but for itself, it's Ochel in a different way. Now, what we did not emphasize is whether the lion eats when alive, when its prey is alive or dead. Daras va'ochal means that it eats it when it's alive. Taraf means it kills it first. So Gemara says that it eats it when it's alive for itself, but for its cubs, it kills it first. Similarly, the Gemara says, in regards to the continuation of the pasuk, vayimale teref choyrov, that the lion fills up its holes, bishvil chorav. Then in such a case, it also does it with teref, when it's filling up its holes for later food. But if they're eating on the spot, then it would simply be daras v'achol, not taref v'achol. And then the pasuk, ume oinoisov treifa, and its
caverns where it lives and are full of trefos, b'shvil ma'onosav, that if that's when it's hiding it inside its caverns, it first is toref the animal and kills it. Says the Gemara, v'atanya, but didn't we learn, v'chein chayish shenichnas l'chatzar nizik, tarfa beima v'achla abasar mishalim nezik shalem. The Braisa says that when it comes to chayos, in general, and it would seem to include even animals, that the halacha is that it pays nezek shalem. So we see that an ari is normal and standard for it to be taraf when it eats. And earlier we had said that it's potter because it's lavor. Okay? Says the Gemara, hachamai skin shetreifelo aniyach. That must be, as we said above, that it is normal for the lion to be toref, to leave for later. Asks the Gemara, ah, achla ktani, but doesn't it say that it ate, that it wasn't laniach? Says Gemara, minishanim l'chav achla, the lion changed its mind and decided to eat. Minoya dinan. How do we know that its intention was to eat it immediately? Va'odin, another question, did Shmuel nami? The case of Shmuel itself, where we said that it pays chatzi nezek, how do you know it wasn't the case laniach v'achal? So therefore, the Gemara changes its mind and gives another pshat. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, litzdadin ktani. There are two halachos on either extremes. Shatar falah niach, if it is Torah, if it kills and then leaves it for later. Or darsa v'achla, or it actually eats it alive, mishalem es nezek shalem. Then in both of those cases, you pay nezek shalem. The only time that's not normal is tarfa v'achla. Ravina Amar Kikama Shmuel Bari Tarbut. Shmuel argued, is of the position, Ravina argues, that that a lion that's domesticated, so then in such a case, Shmuel said that Birshus Harabim, it's not Doras V'ocha. Falibur de Reb Lazer, da Amar Lav Orche. And it's following Shita Reb Lazer, it says it's not normal. Iyachi says, "Gmar filu darsa nami l'chayv." But if that would be so, then even darsa should be chayv. Elder Ravina lava Shmuel itmar. So you have to say that what Ravina said was not going back on Shmuel. Al masnisa kitan masnisa. When is our Mishnah talking about bari tarbus? In a tarbut, of course, means cultured, a cultured lion. That means that the animal doesn't. This lion does not eat like others. Valibra Rebbe Lazer, da'amar lava orche. It's following Shita Rebbe Lazer that it would be not orche. When the Braisa mentioned that a chaya is tarfa v'achla b'chatzar nizik mishalim nezek shalim, and therefore he would not pay me din shame, but we would pay me din rega. Asks the Gemara, yachi chatzin nezek v'ashulme, why did we say that your chayiv nezek shalim in the Braisa, if it's not orcheis, then it should be chatzin nezek? Says the Gemara, di yayid, we're talking about where it had already done three times, it came muad. Yachi, my hai diktani la, Gabi told of the Shane. So why is it mentioned next to Shane? If we're saying now it become a muad, then it's a case of Karen that become a muad. Gabi told of the rego by the misnai. Should have mentioned by the tolda. Gabi told the Karen, excuse me, by the misnai. Should have been mentioned along with the tolad of Karen. Gemara concludes, Kasha, that's a strong question. So Be'ezer Hashem, in today's daf, we saw there Chamisha Tamin and there are Chamisha Muadim. The Gemara had discussed the Mishnah on Tesvav and Beis. First glance seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. When the Mishnah says, Vashor Vamazik Bershus Hanizik pays Nezik Shalem, because Rabbi Tarfon holds that Karen Bershus Hanizik Nezik Shalem, while the Rabbanan disagree. Ultimately, the Gemara quotes Rav Kahana and others that say you could reread the Mishnah on the top of Tezayin Amid Alf. The Gemara suggests for the Mishnah of Tezvav and Beis that when it says Vashar Vamazik Bershus Hanizik, it's talking about the case of shame. Then the Gemara discussed that there are different ways of explaining the fact that it's not normal for an animal to jump onto Caleb. Some understood that it's not normal in general, both Pachim Gdolim and Pachim Ketanim. Similarly, the Gemara suggests that if the animal is pushing against the wall, and there's Kalim, then the halacha would be, according to everybody, would be chayiv. There is a machlokis, whether when we said it's not normal, that applies both to Pachim Gedolim and Pachim Ketanim, or only Pachim Gedolim that are not normal. We also saw the definition of a bardalus is a leopard, and the Gemara going on to Tazayin Amid Beis had differentiated between a case of Daras Va'achal for an Ari, and according to Shmuel, when the lion normally does not kill its prey before it eats it, and there you're going to be Potter, versus Taraf Va'achal, where you're going to be Chayiv. Again, I might have misspoken in this review. Daras Va'achal means that the animal eats it alive, and Taraf Va'achal means that the animal kills it first. So Shmuel says it's normal for a lion to kill its prey first. The Gemara has many questions about that phenomenon, and the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is that it's normal for an animal both to be treifa lahaniach, as well as, in other words, to kill and then put away, as well as to eat alive, and both those instances they pay nezek shalem. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Bava Kamma. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Tezayin Amabez, Ma Bein Tam Lemuat.